There's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
Hit it.
Whoopee-tie-yay, I go my way. Back in the saddle again.
Yep, he's back in the saddle and on the Airedale. Good evening and welcome to Uncle Marty's 3D radioactivity with 50,000 watts of imaginary power, spanning the four corners of the Earth. I thought that the world was round, so if you want to drop me a line from one of those corners, send an email to 3dradio@usa.com. I'd love to hear from you. Tonight, our little corner is 20 miles south and 2 miles west of the Golden Gate Bridge in Fogville, just outside of San Francisco, USA. Now, to fully experience the program, we hope that you have the red speaker to your right and the blue speaker on the left. It's time to lock your seat back, slat your tray tables, and listen as we take off on another 3D adventure in sound with Radio Marty and his lucky dog, Sean.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Young girls pick them, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the young girls gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young girls gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young girls gone? Gone to young men, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the young men gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young men? Long time ago. Where have all the young men gone? Gone for soldiers, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the soldiers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the soldiers gone? A long, long time ago. Where have all the soldiers gone? Gone to graveyards, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time passing. Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time ago. Where have all the graveyards gone? Gone to flowers, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever?
The Kingston Trio with Where Have All the Flowers Gone. Their single with O Ken Karanga as the A-side and the hit B-side reached number 21 in the 1962 Billboard Hot 100 charts. Two-thirds of the original trio, Dave Gard and Nick Reynolds, have passed from cancer and heart disease. Its rhetorical wear and meditation on death can be seen as falling in the ubi sunt tradition, which is the phrase taken from the Latin Ubi sunt qui ante nos ferunt, meaning, where are those who were before us? It's Memorial Day, so this episode of the 3D Radioactivity will feature songs from musicians who are no longer with us.
Did you ever talk to your mom about how things are?
I don't tell her things.
Why not?
Because she doesn't look at me like everybody else, and I don't want her to. I don't want her to know.
Know what?
I hear dead people walking around like regular people.
I don't hear anything. Are you sure they're there?
Your kind.
There's Duane Allman, and he'll have trouble no more. He was best known as the lead guitarist for the Allman Brothers Band. Date of birth, November 20th, 1946. Date of death, October 29th, 1971, at age 24. Allman was killed in a motorcycle accident. Before the Allman Brothers, we heard Queen, with Freddie Mercury singing Another One Bites the Dust. Born September 5th, 1946, he bit the dust on November 24th of 1991 at age 45. Freddie Mercury died of bronchopneumonia induced by AIDS. It's Memorial Day, and this is the 3D Radioactivity.
Return the sender. Return the sender. I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back. She wrote upon it, return the sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
My letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox and sent a special D. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it, return the sender, address unknown, no such person.
This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're writing on it, return the sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone.
Elvis Presley. He's considered to be a cultural icon, sometimes referred to as the King of Rock and Roll, or simply the King. Date of birth, January 8, 1935. Presley died of a drug overdose on August 16, 1977, at age 42, when he was returned to sender. Next, we have two victims of the same plane crash on February 3, 1959.
Soy marinero. gonna give your love to me. You know my love not fade away. Oh, well, you know my love not fade away. My love bigger than a Cadillac. I try to show it when you're driving me back. Your love for me got to be real. For you to know just how I feel. A love for real, not fade away. Your love to me, a love to last more than one day. A love is love and not fade away. A love is love and not fade away.
Not Fade Away by Buddy Holly. Real name, Charles Holly. Best known as the pioneer of rock and roll. Date of birth, September 7th, 1936. Date of death, February 3rd, 1959, at age 22. Buddy Holly died in a plane crash. Gone for over 52 years, and his music did not fade away. We started with Richie Valens. Real name, Richard Valenzuela, with La Bamba. He was best known as a rock and roll pioneer and a forefather of the Chicano rock movement. Date of birth, May 13, 1942. Date of death, February 3, 1959, at age 17. Valens died in a plane crash with Buddy Holly. Up next, Bob Marley. He made his exodus from life on May 11, 1981.
Tribulation.
Exodus by Bob Marley, Jamaican singer-songwriter, musician, and Rastafarian. He was the lead singer, songwriter, and guitarist for ska, rocksteady, and reggae bands. Date of birth, February 6, 1945. Date of death, May 11, 1981, at age 36. Bob died of cancer. Look for the 3D Radioactivity on Facebook, where you can like the program. I have a list of upcoming topics there to give you an idea of what musical subjects we will be exploring in the future, and your creativity is always welcome. I'm always looking for new show ideas or songs. Please do let me know what you're thinking. The easiest ways to contact me are through Facebook or by sending an email to 3dradio@usa.com. Let me know what you think. Remember that you can listen to previous episodes of the show by visiting the online archives that are located at 3dradio.mypodcast.com. Just like over 600 people do most every month. I'm Uncle Marty, and we're observing Memorial Day on the 3D Radioactivity. Here's a band with several members who are among the Grateful Dead.
Pistol. you know better, but I don't hear. Like I told you, what I said.
He's
He's Gone, recorded February 28, 1973, Salt Lake City, Utah. Jerry Garcia, best known as the lead guitarist and vocalist of the Grateful Dead, was born on August 1st of 1942. He died due to a heart attack on August 9th of 1995 at age 53. He's not the only one who's gone. Ron Pigpen McKernan played keyboards and harmonica until shortly before his death in 1973 at age 27. He died of complications from alcohol abuse. Their next keyboard player, Keith Godshow, became dependent on hard drugs and died in a car accident in 1980. Following his departure, Brent Midland was the keyboardist for the Grateful Dead for 11 years, until his death by narcotics overdose in July of 1990. Vince Welnick, former keyboardist for the Tubes, joined the Grateful Dead. He died on June 2, 2006, reportedly of a suicide, becoming the fourth Grateful Dead keyboardist to pass away. Not a good position to hold if you're concerned about your health. Half the Beatles are no longer with us. Here's John Lennon on the 3D Radioactivity.
You can comb your hair and look like you. your body next to mine in a dream.
Handle with Care. The single reached number 45 in the Billboard Hot 100 chart and number 2 on the Billboard Mainstream Rock Tracks chart. It was the first track from the Traveling Wilburys 1988 album, Traveling Wilburys Volume 1, the group's biggest hit. It featured George Harrison and Roy Orbison. George Harrison is best known as the lead guitarist for the Beatles. Date of birth, February 25th, 1943. Date of death, November 29th, 2001, at age 58. Harrison died of cancer. Roy Orbison was best known as a pioneer of rock and roll. Date of birth, April 23rd, 1936. He died on December 6th of 1988 at age 52 of a massive heart attack. We began with Crippled Inside by John Lennon, best known as one of the founders of the Beatles. He was born on October 9th of 1940 and was taken from us on December 8th, 1980, at age 40. Lennon was shot 4 times in the back at the doorstep of his residence by Mark David Chapman. Janis Joplin is no longer with us. Here's a blues standard by her.
Sitting down by my window, oh, looking at the rain. Sitting down by my window, lady. All around I felt it. All I could see was a rain. Something grabbed a hold of me, honey. Felt to me on the life of a mortgage. Yeah, hey, you know what I mean? But it's way too heavy for you. You can't hold it no more. Say whoa, 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 honey, it can't be just because I got to want your love, please. Because I got to need you, Daddy. Please don't you let me down now. Please. Here you go today. What I wanted to love you. I wanted to hold you. Yeah, till the day I die. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Need your love. I said, I don't understand. Honey, when I want to turn, I said, ha, ha. Everybody in the world wants the same damn thing. When everyone in the world needs the same Lord thing. When I want to work for your love, Daddy. When I want to try for your love, Daddy. I don't understand. How come you're gone, man? I don't understand why half the world is still crying, man. When the other half of the world is still crying too, man. And I can't get it together. I mean, if you got a cat for one day, man. I mean, if you say maybe you want a cat for 365 days, right? You ain't got it for 365 days. You got it for one day, man. Well, I'll tell you, that one day, man, better be your life, man. Because, you know, you can say, oh, man, you can cry about the other 364, man. But you're going to lose that one day, man. And that's all you got. You got to call that love, man. That's what it is, man. If you got it today, you don't wear it tomorrow, man. Because you don't need it. Because as a matter of fact, as we discovered on the train, tomorrow never happens, man. It's all the same fucking day, man. So you gotta, when you wanna hold somebody, you gotta hold them like it's the last minute of your life. You gotta hold, cause someday some weight gonna come on your shoulders, babe. It's gonna feel too heavy. It's gonna weigh on you. It's gonna feel just like a
Ball and Chain by Janis Joplin. Rolling Stone magazine ranked Joplin number 46 on its list of the 100 greatest artists of all time. She was born on January 19th of 1943 and died October 4th, 1970 at age 27. Janis died of a drug overdose. I'm Uncle Marty on the 3D Radioactivity, and we're observing Memorial Day by playing music from artists who are no longer with us.
Whiskey bottles and brand new cars, oak tree, you're in my way. There's too much coke and too much smoke. Look what's going on inside you. Around you.
Prince Charming. Can't speak a word when you're full of blues. Say you'll be alright come tomorrow, but tomorrow might not be here for you. Smell of this around you. Oh, you're a fool, you.
We just heard Smells Like Teen Spirit from Nirvana. Kurt Cobain was best known as the founder of that group. Born February 20, 1967, Cobain committed suicide by self-inflicted shotgun wound on April 5, 1994, at age 27. We started out with Ronnie Van Zant, who is best known as being the lead vocalist, primary lyricist, and a founding member of Lynyrd Skynyrd. Born January 15, 1948, Van Zant died in a plane crash October 29, 1977, at age 29. We heard that smell from them. Next, we're going to hear three artists who all had one thing in common. See if you can think of what it was, and I'll tell you if you're correct, after we hear from Harry Nilsson, Mama Cass, and The Who on the 3D Radioactivity.
I call your name, but you're not there. Was I to blame for being unfair?
Don't you know I can't sleep at night since you've been gone? I never weep at night.
I can't go on.
Don't you know I can't take it?
You know I can't sleep at night, but just the same, I never weep at night. I call your name.
I should have known it. She tried to find me. Our love is over. They're all ahead now. To learn it, I'm gonna sing out.
I'll sing my song to the wide open spaces. I'll sing my heart out to the inward sea. I'll sing my visions to the sky high mountains. I'll sing my song to the free. I'll sing my song to the wide open spaces.
walked in through the door. Thought it was me I was looking for. She was the first song I ever sang, but it stopped as soon as it began. Is over, it's all behind me. They're all ahead now, can't hope to find me.
I'll sing my song to the wide open spaces. I'll sing my heart out to the infinite sea.
Song is over, I'm left with only tears. I must remember, even if it takes a million years. The song is over. The song.
The song is over for two members of The Who. John Entwistle was best known as the bass player for the band. He arrived in this dimension on October 9, 1944, and died of a heart attack, induced by cocaine, on June 27, 2002, at age 57. Keith Moon was the original drummer for The Who. He was born on August 23, 1946. He died of a drug overdose on September 7, 1978, at age 32. In the middle, we heard I Call Your Name, But You're Not There, by Mama Cass Elliott. Date of birth, September 19, 1941. At the height of her solo career in 1974, Elliott performed 2 weeks of sold-out concerts at the London Palladium. She then retired for the evening and died in her sleep at age 32. Sources state her death was due to a heart attack on July 29, 1974. We started with Harry Nilsson's Jump Into the Fire, one of my favorite bass solos. He was awarded Grammys for two of his recordings. Born on June 15th of 1941, he died of heart failure January 15th, 1994, in his Agoura Hills, California home. During Nilsson's funeral, aftershocks from the 1994 Los Angeles earthquake were felt. The answer to our trivia question? Elliott died in a London flat number 12, at 9 Curzon Place, Shepherd Market, Mayfair, which was on loan to her from singer-songwriter Harry Nilsson. 4 years later, Keith Moon died in the same flat and at the same age. I've heard from listeners like Kevy, who was a guest on this show last December and always wants to hear Harry Nilsson. I've also heard from dog friends in Australia, Sweden, Germany, the United Kingdom, Argentina, Canada, and all over the United States, and none of us would have been there without our best canine friends. I'm Uncle Marty, and we are observing Memorial Day on the 3D Radioactivity. Here's two of the best musicians to ever pick up a guitar. Fox. Foxy Lady by Jimi Hendrix, who is considered to be one of the greatest and most influential guitarists in modern rock music history. Born November 27, 1942, Hendrix's cause of death is noted on the coroner's report as inhalation of vomit after barbiturate intoxication back on September 18, 1970, at age 27. We started with Pride and Joy by Stevie Ray Vaughan, best known as a blues rock guitarist and heavily influenced by Jimi Hendrix. Date of birth, October 3, 1954. Vaughan died in a helicopter crash after playing in a concert with Eric Clapton in East Troy, Wisconsin on August 27, 1990 at age 35. You can always listen to previous episodes of the 3D Radioactivity by visiting the online archives that are located at 3dradio.mypodcast.com. Downloading seems to be a very popular option. If you've gone there, I want to thank you for doing so. I truly appreciate it. If you do like the show, there are several ways you can let me know. If you're on Facebook, do a search for 3D Radioactivity, or you can like the program. I've got a list of upcoming topics on that page to give you an idea of what we'll be listening to in the future. Another way is to send an email to 3dradio@usa.com and tell me the songs and the shows that you want to hear. Jimi Hendrix died in the United Kingdom, so let's go there for our next musical tribute to Memorial Day on the 3D Radioactivity.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine and next is black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know, should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go there will be trouble, and if I stay it will be double. So come on and let me know. This indecision's bugging me.
Indecision may molest
me. If you don't want me, set me free.
Set me free.
Exactly whom I'm supposed to be.
Hey,
don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow?
It'll get on me.
Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble.
Should I Stay or Should I Go by The Clash. Joe Strummer, whose real name was John Mellor, was the co-founder, lyricist, rhythm guitarist, and lead singer of that band. He was born on August 21st of 1952. Strummer died of an undiagnosed congenital heart defect on December 22nd, 2005, at the age of 50. Here's a song for you by an American musical icon. His influences crossed over from rock and roll to country to gospel, and even did outreach work at prisons.
10 years ago, on a cold, dark night, someone was killed neath the town hall lights. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. The judge said, son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die. I spoke not a word, though it meant my life. I'd been in the arms of my best friend's wife.
Did I hear somebody applaud?
Now the scaffold is high and eternity's near. She stood in the crowd and shed not a tear. But sometimes at night when the cold wind moans in a long black veil, she cries over my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me.
Johnny Cash was best known as the Man in Black. He was an American singer, songwriter, actor, and author who has been called one of the most influential musicians of the 20th century. Although he's primarily remembered as a country music artist, his songs and sound span many other genres, including rockabilly and rock and roll, especially early in his career, as well as the blues, folk, and gospel. This crossover appeal led to Cash being inducted into both the Country Music Hall of Fame and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Late in his career, Cash covered songs by several rock artists, among them the industrial rock band Nine Inch Nails, and he covered the synth-pop band Depeche Mode's Personal Jesus. He also recorded humorous numbers, including One Piece at a Time and A Boy Named Sue, a duet with his future wife June Carter called Jackson, as well as railroad songs including Hey Porter and Rock Island Line. Johnny was born on February 26, 1932. And he died of complications from diabetes on September 12, 2003, at age 71. His song, The Long Black Veil, was recorded when he did a concert for inmates at Folsom Prison back in 1968. A saga song, Long Black Veil, is told from the point of view of an executed man falsely accused of murder. He refuses to provide an alibi, since on the night of the murder, he was having an affair with his best friend's wife, and would rather die and take their secret to his grave rather than admit the truth. The chorus describes the woman's morning visits to his gravesite, wearing a long black veil and enduring a wailing wind. Cash felt great compassion for prisoners. He began performing concerts at various prisons starting in the late 50s. His first ever prison concert was held on January 1, 1958 at San Quentin. These performances led to a pair of highly successful live albums, including Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison. We're going to close our program tonight with a song by Jim Morrison, who's best known as the lead singer and lyricist of The Doors. He is widely considered to be one of the most charismatic and influential frontmen in rock music. The Doors catalog has become a staple of classic rock radio stations. To this day, Jim Morrison is widely regarded as a prototypical rock star. Surly, sexy, scandalous, and mysterious, the leather pants he was fond of wearing both on and off stage have since become stereotyped as rock star apparel. Morrison was ranked number 47 on Rolling Stone's list of the 100 greatest singers of all time. He was born on December 8th of 1943. Morrison's death was ruled a drug overdose on July 3rd, 1971, at age 27. We'll see you next week on the 3D Radioactivity, and we leave you with a song, When the Music's Over.
Yeah, come on.
It's over. When the music's over, yeah. When the music's over, turn up the lights, turn up the lights, turn up the lights. Music's over. When the music's over, when the music's over, turn up the lights, turn up the lights, turn up the lights.
cancel my subscription to the resurrection. Send my credentials to the house of detention. I got some friends inside. The face in the mirror won't stop. The girl in the window won't drop. A feast of friends alive, she cried, waiting for me outside. Before I sing into the bed sleep, I want to hear, I want to hear the scream of the butterfly. Come back, baby, back into my arms. We're getting tired of hanging around. Waiting around with our heads to the ground. I hear a very gentle sound. Very near yet, very far. Very soft yet, very clear. Come today, come today. What have they done to the earth? What have they done to our fair sister? Ravaged and plundered and ripped her and bit her. Stuck her with knives in the side of the dawn and tied her with fences and dragged her down. I hear a very gentle sound. With your ear down to the ground. We want the world and we want it.
We want the world and we want it.
Now. Now.
music's over. When the music's over, yeah. When the music's over, turn out the lights, turn out the lights, turn out the lights. While the music is your special friend, dying sound fire is intense. Music is your only friend. Until the end.